And I would like us to start with a body blessing. And I'd like us to just remember what we did in our sacred forest when we created a vessel to hold this 100 trillion cells of divine consciousness. And I'd like us, each in your own way, to just take these couple of minutes and acknowledge the whole body, just this amazing vessel we have for this phenomenal consciousness, intelligence, divine spark in every cell in our body. And in your own way, speaking to the parts of you, just acknowledging, imagining them lighting up. And we'll think, I want to bring the spirit of Dr. Fritz Albert Popp with us when we think about the light in the self, just feeling that frequency, that amazing intelligence. And realizing that we're all connected through this cellular wisdom and intelligence within us, let's send out to all the people and the animals we know, just giving them this same sense of wonder about this body we have, this vessel that carries our soul. And in this lifetime, carries this intelligence, knowing that every single cell in our body knows its function in the body. And when we connect with that realization that every cell is directed, is orchestrated by this universal consciousness. So when we find parts that don't seem to work so well right now, let's just reach to those areas. And with this almost 1 1/4 circle, turn the key in this lock to connect with that amazing consciousness, knowing we are perfect in every cell in our body, and feel the light. Just imagine the light on the parts that may bring you discomfort or pain or disappear sometimes. Just imagine the ideal frequency that would give that possibility of communication between yourself. And I want now to welcome those of you who just joined us. Sandra, hi. Teresa, Marnie, Megan, Lauren, Gracia, hi. And we have the great experience today of another session with Denise Mueller. And Denise is gave us this hour almost of introduction last time. And she's going to give us the opportunity to take us a little deeper in this, bringing an understanding of what is it that this, in this almost 1 1/4 spiral circle, that allows us to release fear and pain in our bodies. So, Miss Denise.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey. Okay. Should I start?
Yes.
All right. I think it's later possible that I have to share my screen.
Yes.
Not in the beginning. Later.
But I'll make you co-host right now.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm in this with two computers, and then you can see me on the other computer, and I talk and show here in the iPad. Yes. First of all, I'm a mathematics and physics teacher regularly at school, gymnasium in Munich. And that's what I tell the last time is how is the science behind the T-touches. And I'm talking also to my students, and it's very, very interesting. And it's a really interesting thing, because I go deeper and deeper and deeper, and I have to show to look that I can talk with my students about the correct things in my physics lessons. And but it's very interesting. In the T-touch is everything in. And especially for Linda, I started to bring the T-touches as an act of a golden energy spiral. Is it possible, and why it's possible? I have an experiment here for you, and want to show what it means with the light in the cells. This is only a glass, yeah, and you can see this, I think so. And if you look this glass, usually the light goes during the glass. But if you want to look, and that's the same what's happened in our cells, I make a light, and you see, if I go here in, then the light comes here out, and not on these sides of the glass. Can you see this?
Interesting. Yeah.
That's the same like glass faser. You know, the glass faser in who's transported the informations, and that's only not only possible with usual light. It's also for laser light. Laser light, I can do this in the camera because it's not good for your eyes, but you can see there is the point of the laser light. And also I'm bring the laser light point here in this glass. You don't see it, but on this here you can see the red light. There is, yeah. And also it's a nice lamp with these glass faser.
Glass faser is fiberglass.
Fiberglass, yes. And I bring the light also in only this end here in this. And you can see on the end of this light in every point, and that's nearly the same in your cells. Yeah, the communication in the cells are not outside of this string, it's inside and only from end to end. That's what fiberglass is. Yes, that's the first introducing. Very interesting, huh?
And how does that relate to the, and in what way does that relate to the studies that Dr. Popp did?
Dr. Popp tells us, all right, I have to start with a thing. Dr. Popp tells, I read his book about the fruits and Lebensmittel, Kirsten.
Vegetables, right.
Vegetables,
no.
Yeah.
The plants, right.
The light in the plants, that's what he looking for. And later he looks in the cancer, yeah, what's happened with the cancer. And he means it's wrong to talk about one tumor cell. That's not possible. It's not only one tumor cell. It's the communication who's losing between the cells. That's what is a tumor. A tumor is only an area around the non-communication between cells. And he also talked the communication between the cells are with light and with photons especially. And it's very, very interesting because if you read what is free radicals. Free radicals is for cancer who brings wrong Zellteilung.
Warte.
The wrong connection.
Cell division.
Yes, and that's very interesting. Free radicals are atoms or molecules with minimum one unpaired valence electron.
Okay, and for this,
das ist ein ungebundenes Valenzelektron, also ein Elektron into the atom. You have an electron, and this connected with other atoms and molecules and so. And the light in the cells are coming from these electrons who's hopping from one orbit to another. If you go nearly from one orbit to the nucleon cell, nucleus, and yep. Then you have a photon who comes out. And the photon is light. Yeah, a photon is Licht, no more and no less. Yeah, and this light into our cells are waves. And if you have more waves and make an interference, du überlagerst sie. It's nearly like water waves. You bring in the water one stone and another stone, and both waves are bringing a muster.
They overlap,
yes, and make a muster.
A pattern.
Genau. And that's possible. Wait. Can you see this? You have, that's one wave. Yeah, you have a point, there comes the stone into the water, and you have the wave, ups and downs into the water waves or light waves, the same. I have another stone into the sea, and you see the overlap brings a muster. Ich habe wieder vergessen, was Muster heißt.
A pattern.
Yeah. And you see, the pattern is every time another, when I bring it out or together, yeah, it's variable. Mm-hmm. And that's what with light in the cells, because in our cells, we have the DNA who is also geschraubt, circulate. Yeah, the DNA has a spiral, and in the spiral you have also this reflection and the light who's overlap. And then you have a
pattern.
You have a pattern, and that's the information as an hologram in your DNA about all plants from your cell building. You build proteins, you build everything in your body. Yeah. And that's what happened in your cell. And then comes the information out of the cell with the mRNA. I have keine Ahnung, what this heißt. A copy from the information comes out of the cells and goes to the workstation, and there are built the proteins and so what you need for your body, for your healthy and so. That's what happened inside of us. And the light is the information, is the bibliothek of your building plan inside. Yeah. That's
in every light. in every cell, correct?
In every cell, yes. In every cell nucleus, in the cell nucleus, in the DNA. The DNA has the plans. And never ever leave a plan, the DNA, only a copy of the DNA. And if you go to a copy shop or a copy thing, you know there can happen many mistakes if you don't have the correct muster.
Pattern.
if this is not correct, then you get an information and then build your cell probably cancer or other things, wrong proteins.
Denise, does this picture help you?
Yes, that's the DNA spiral. Yeah,
right.
Nearly. Thank you, Lauren. Yes, and and if this spiral not correct, it is not correct, then the information is wrong, and then we are not healthy. Or build cancer. I can show you now. My screen, and that's a bit better. All right, there are German words, but that's not the problem. All right. About the golden spiral. That's why, there's my video. All right. The golden spiral. This is the number of the golden spiral, or the other side. You find the golden cut here in many, many symbols in our life. There's a credit card. Yeah, you have these diagonal. In the golden cut rule. Also, this thing from Apple, part is also in the cut of golden cut. Yeah, many, many things. And what's much more interesting for us is not the cons. I want to ask you, which one do you find most appealing? The same nose. Which one is it? Was spricht mehr an? You can decide.
Third one? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the most people are for the third one because it's in the golden cut. I take it here. And you see in the smartphones, you have very often, or in cameras, these Einteilung.
Divisions.
And you see the golden cut. This is ein Drittel.
One third.
Yeah. That's one of this third. And that's for us, for our feeling for our seeing, the most beautiful seeing. Yeah, the others is okay, but that's the golden cup, and that's much more for us, because the golden rule you can find in nature. Here, if you take it the words in Google, you find these pictures as on the first page. You see, all over in this things are the golden cut. You have here the spirals, left one, left, right, and right. Here in, you see, all over is this spiral in our nature. The rose, Drachenfrucht, ich habe keine Ahnung, was das heißt.
Dragon fruit.
So
Denise,
yes.
So you're in German, you call it the golden cut. Is that what we call the golden ratio?
Was ist ein Ratio? Ja, ich glaube schon.
Ratio. Yeah.
Das ist
so too.
Yeah. That's an mathematic word in German, goldener Schnitt, golden cut, I say, ratio.
Yeah.
Golden ratio. And from the golden ratio, you came to the golden spiral. Golden ratio is the thing in the plan. Yeah, on the wall, and golden spiral is a thing in the room in three dimension. You know, dreidimensional.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Also das eine ist ein Bild, is a picture in two dimensions, and the golden spiral goes deep, goes in the third dimension. And wait. Here, that's our DNA from the book, Teresa. From you know what? Which book is it?
Bischoff.
Yeah, from Bischoff. Genau. And here you can see how is our DNA built. And you have five. Five dimensions of spiral. Yeah, the double helix goes here and build in nucleons. They also goes as all inside of us is a spiral, is a golden spiral in our cells, in our DNA. I think that's the important thing for our information. That's what we have to know. That's enough. And Dr. Pop tells the spiral on the right side here is in the correct position. That's in order. That's the healthy DNA. And if the DNA has here not the correct,
is it like a relation? Is it relationship? Is it?
It's not gedreht.
It's not twisted the right way.
Yeah, twisted. Yeah, twisted the right way. Not correct twisted. It's only a bit other. And you can see it from the upside. If you have the flying sea, then you see the left side here, these parts of the DNA, yeah? That's not correct. The healthy DNA has this position, yeah? During in the middle. And you see here, it goes on this way. And that's from the wrong twisted. And finally, you can bring the patterns. You can bring the patterns who is here correct. And yeah, you have the light reflection into this DNA strand, and that couldn't be the same in this, because here you have another way, and this other way brings another pattern. Yeah, brings another pattern. And that's why you can, or that's why this DNA has a transfer DNA.
So are you saying it always has to go through the middle?
Yeah. Here is it halt symmetrisch. Here is it halt richtig geschraubt.
So it's symmetrical on the right side and it's asymmetrical on the left.
Weil du darfst, es ist ja räumlich. That's 3D. Ja, und wenn du von oben drauf schaust, das ist halt die Vogelperspektive.
Okay, so the lower patterns are from above and it's the whole thing is in 3D, but it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, here. And yeah, it has to be the right twisted. And it isn't right twisted. It's like this. It's wrong and you can't copy the correct informations. Uh-huh. Yeah, then here comes patterns wrong out. And the cells don't build correct. And here are the correct information or the correct copy out of the DNA.
And it's been discovered by some that through sound that when you reflect the ideal sound to an area where it isn't there, that it will correct itself.
You mean the brain waves?
No, it's a sound therapy. I'll try to.
Yes, sounds. Yeah. Yeah. If you bring on the left ear and on the right ear another frequency right. From tones. Yep. Then your brain, the left brain and the right brain, brings you into the correct, brings you in a healing frequency. And if you read the book from Anna Weiss, you can see the delta waves, brain waves, are the deep sleep waves. And that's where your body goes to healthy. And now it's the interesting thing. If you come, that's a patterns in from light, what Dr. Pop has in his book. So it looks in. Wo steht das? Stehende Wellen. Yeah, it's only a. Crossover from waves. Can you see the?
Yeah, Kirsten, can you translate that?
If you tell me what I need to translate.
Right below, read it below. It says.
Also das ist einfach nur eine Aufnahme, wie sich Lichtwellen überlagern und welches Muster sie bilden. So kann das in der DNA ausschauen.
Below it says.
Huh?
This is a photo, or is this eine Fotografie?
Ja, das ist nachgebildet. Also das ist hier einfach eine 7000-fache Vergrößerung von einzelnen Atomen, wie sie halt letzten Endes solche Wellenmuster bilden. Das ist einfach ein Beispiel für Wellenmuster, wenn sie sich überlagern, wie dieses Strickmuster.
Okay, it's an example for wave patterns when they overlap. It just basically shows how complex it gets, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And okay, Linda, what you mean is the other thing. I will. All right. I think it's better to talk about if you haven't. I should ask you how you bring an information from. Yeah, from one point to another. What do you need? That's this is the question. Not only from cell to cell, informations in general. How you can or what you need to bring an information from one person to another person. You need an You need a sender. You need a transmit.
Huh? Say it again. The first one.
Wie du eine Information voranbringst, also von einem zum anderen. Das ist die Frage. Und dazu, and so, was brauchst du?
Emitter.
An emitter? The first word you said, Denise, I couldn't understand from the answer.
Der Sender. Also du hast eine Info, you have an information. And the information has to be transported. How you can do this? You need a sender. That's in English the same, or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. You need the transmission. And then you need a receiver. And then finally the info has to be is being processed. Yeah, that's the way. And this way is all over the same, from cell to cell, and from human to human, or from here to you at home. Yeah. And the important thing is that if the light is not correct in the cell, then we have here the break. The information is in the DNA. The sender can't be sent the correct information because the copy isn't correct. Then you have also a transmission. The transmission is very interesting. If you have, and now I'm coming there. If you have, a word, speak, somebody speaks. Speak nur mit Karl, ne? Genau. Then you have waves who came to the area. Comes to your ear. Ich kann kein Ohr machen.
Hey, good.
And into your ear, and that's very, very interesting, into your ear are the mechanical waves. That's mechanical. That's what is with pressure from the area waves. Comes to your ear, into your ear, it goes on the... Ja, jetzt habe ich ein Problem. Trommelfell. Ich habe keine Ahnung, was Trommelfell auf Englisch heißt. Ha?
Ich schaue es gerade nach. Eardrum.
Wie?
Easy. Eardrum.
Oh, yeah. Eardrum. Yeah. And comes to the eardrum and comes to the cochlea. And into the cochlea is water. Very interesting. Water and hairs. And this water and hairs, the combination of this, brings electromagnetic waves. Yeah, also you have every time
electromagnetic
waves on, and all over in your body is this the transmission from sender to receiver, from your skin to your brain, from your nose to your brain, from the taste, from the mouth to the brain. All over, you only can bring the information, yeah, that that the candle light is very hot if you take your finger in it. This information can only be in your brain if it comes as an electromagnetic wave. That's the transport line in our body, all over. And also, if you ask what happens when I make on one ear with a frequency 400, Theresa, was ist deine bevorzugte Chord? 431 Hertz, oder?
32. 432.
Wenn ich 432 Herztöne auf das eine Ohr bringe und auf das andere Ohr zum Beispiel 433 heart, yeah, then you have the difference from two heart. Herz, ich weiß nicht, Herz. And these two Herz is for our brain, for the left side and for the right side of our brain. And very interesting thing, because we are going into this moving and coming into the brainwave of the delta wave. Because the delta wave in our brain are under 4 hertz. That's what Anna Weiss wrote in her book. And now it's the very interesting thing why T-touch happens, if you believe or not. Because you have two things who comes into your body. The first thing is you have a movement on the skin. That's mechanical. From the skin, it goes into electromagnetic waves. That's what happened. It's not a secret. That's happened. And if we make a I have to tell the frequency. The frequency is a thing. You know, all the television has a frequency nearly the frequency of the TV is, I think, 200 hertz. Did you know this? It's correct in USA also?
No idea.
No idea.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wir sagen einfach mal nearly 200 hertz. Every TV has this frequency. What means this? In 1 second, build the TV screen 200 pictures. In 1 second, 200 pictures. That's frequency. If you have a pendel heißt schon Pendel, oder?
If you have a
clock, so eine Standuhr, if you have a clock and you go one way in this direction and one way in this direction, you have eine Schwingung, one swing. And the frequency is the swing durch die time. 200 pictures in 1 second. 200 changes in 1 second. That's the frequency. All right? And if I have a tone with 432 hertz, then I have a frequency from 432 hertz in 1 second, then the waves are 432 times in 1 second. It's very, very high, yeah. And the neither frequency and down frequency. I have no idea what this is.
Lowest.
No. And the lowest frequency in the deep sleep is under 4 hertz. Yes.
Yeah.
And the T-touch also, you make one circle and a quarter or nearly a quarter in 2 seconds. That means 1.25 goes around, yeah? more than one, a quarter yeah. more than one, in 2 seconds. And that's a frequency of 0.6 or one or and that's a part of the golden spiral on the golden ratio. This.
And you had on last Tuesday, Denise, you were talking about how the 2 second circles, the difference between the 1 second, 2 second, and 3 second or more circles has an ideal, is an ideal ratio for the ideal waves or frequency.
Das habe ich jetzt nicht ganz verstanden.
Ja, du hast bemerkt, dass die 2 Sekunden kreisen oder sind die ideale Frequenz
yep.
für heilen, ist das, oder für in die richtige Schwingung, vielleicht ideal Schwingung von der DNA.
That's correct. This what I show here. If you are down under 4 hertz, then you are in the deep sleep thing. And if you go much more down under, you come here in this frequency, and that's the golden ratio.
Wow.
I calculated if you have a circle and you started here's 0 degree and you go around, then you have 360 degree, the same as in USA, right? Yeah. The circle has 300, is
right, not right.
Yeah. And if you stay on the clock, five degrees.
Yeah.
Before the 9 came.
Yep.
Yeah, you make from 6 to 9 to 12 to 3 to 6 and stop short before you come yep. to the 9. You are in the perfect golden spiral, because then you go in the deep and then goes the spiral deep into your body, into the DNA. Also, in 2 seconds from 6 to short before the 9, then you are nearly perfect on the golden spiral. You bring the energy much deeper into your body, to the DNA spiral. And that's what Linda show from Dr. Pop is as she makes with a cancer, right? It was a cancer patient, and Dr. Pop looks to the light into the cells after Linda makes the tea touch on him. And that's why it happens. But you don't have to make it perfect, because it's important to know. It's also what Dr. Pop write in his book. It's important. You need only if you have a cell who is to 99% kaputt. Disturb, then you only need the correct frequency of light to have to bring into the cell, and the cell goes to 100% healthy. That's what he wrote. Yeah, you only need the correct photon energy into the cell, and then it could be from 99% disturbed or 90%, I don't know, but it is a really great part of disturbed, and you can help healing. Yes. Are questions on this? Usually much more questions than this. Schaut ein bisschen wild aus.
Yeah, so I think that it would be helpful, perhaps, because it's a bit of a long way to follow. And yet I think it's really important because this intuition of the 1¼ circles. It's so funny because I was going to look in the break. I'm going to see if I can find it in my first book. We showed a picture of a clock and it wasn't 1¼. It was like, it was to about, we have to see it.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah. Because that was my intuition, but then it's so much easier to say 1¼. But as you said, it doesn't have to be exact.
Yep.
Obviously. I mean, why I'm so interested in this is to have you interpret I think one of your students started digging into this. Am I correct? One of your graduates? Am I wrong? So you looked in, you compared.
I started with my things to find out how it works and why it works, because you tell me in Amtzell, you want to have a physical erklärung for this
explanation.
Explanation. Yeah, and then since this time I make all my students complete crazy and my collegians and yes, my complete school is now infected of this, and they know, there she is again with her things and want to know much more. And no.
So we have a question from Jennifer, and I really want to make sure that we watch that any question that comes up in the chat that we address. What Jennifer asked is, does the light and the golden spiral correct any disease? How often must it be applied, maintained? How do we get the right light and get it into the cells, to the skin, the fur? And it was interesting because we can take this, stop the screen share for a moment and so we can see each other, but, what I believe I read somewhere that you had written is that Dr. Pop has made the statement in one of the papers that it's different from the laser light. Do I remember that correctly, or did I make that up?
I talk about the transmission from the information, and all the time it's or the last 200 years we have forgot that we are looking into the nature, how it happens, and after this, how it happens in nature, we are building our things. We rebuild this. And
hold on. Sorry. Yeah. When you say we're building, do you mean we're building the understanding?
No.
I don't know.
Leonardo da Vinci builds his machine after things who happens in nature. We all the time. That's nature science. We are looking to the nature and make techniques from the nature.
Yeah.
Never ever it comes from the technique into the nature. Never ever. And we are so much better in nature also for the information transport, because we have only two senses to rebuild it in technique, the see and the hearing. No more. We can transport the smell. We can transport the feeling. Not over from here to soon to your home. That's not what we could build in technique. And that's the same with the laser light. We build a thing. We build a laser pointer, with a lamp who makes coherent light. Coherent light is If I have a lamp, you see, there goes. Es geht breit auseinander. Es streut. Ich habe keine Ahnung, was streuen
heißt. Spreads out, right?
Yeah. Yep. And laser light is a straight light. It's only a straight light. Yeah. And that's what makes laser light so very, very good for information. To memory information in computer chips, the newest computer chip memory stick is building with light from electrical signals. Yeah, what do you mean in your phone? Yeah, you make in your phone the chip card. And the chip card is an electromagnetism memory stick with electromagnetism waves. And light is much better because it's more correct. It's better to...
So, Denise.
Yes.
As you were talking, what I was thinking is that there's another aspect here that is probably not... it is measurable. And that is... our intention, because it has been, and this is whether we bring, for instance, to the tea touches, when we do a body blessing and we bring gratitude to our bodies, no matter what's going on, something else happens. And this is very much shown in the book, The Intention Experiment. I forget who's reading it right now. Oh, Sally Morgan. We were just discussing the book because I am so always grateful for Lynn McTaggart in her book, The Intention Experiment, for her introduction to so many people who were like, not into quantum science or not understanding it before, but showing what the difference is. And then throughout the book, showing that just what the researcher thought had an effect on the outcome. So that when we, for instance, make these one and almost a quarter or one and a quarter gold spiral circles, and in it, we put gratitude above all else, something else is happening in my experience, because how on earth else can you begin to understand, like when we have just a pain, I'm going to share this week. I did something in a class that I was taking online, I can't remember if it was my yoga therapy or the Feldenkrais lesson I was following, but I turned my arm wrong and I had such a pain here and it felt like it was in the bone. And then I just started following it and really finding out where it was. Jewel, I was thinking of you the whole time with your knee. And I was thinking, wait a minute, I thought it was right in the middle of the arm. That's where it was, like this dull ache. But when I actually felt it and I connected then, you know, moving, I found, whoa, that pain, whatever I did, it affected me that long. I worked possibly maybe 3 minutes, just following this up and down. Then I went to sleep and it was completely gone. And it, I couldn't roll my arm around without it hurting before I did that. What the heck are we seeing here? I just believe that there is, when we recognize that this intelligence that I was turned on to by Sir Charles Sherrington, oh my God, every cell knows its function in the body. And then this wonderful description by Bruce Lipton in this cellular communication, and then pops light in the cells. Ah, the light represents the communication between the cells. And then this concept that we have in, I think probably all across the world. I mean, I got it first from the Hindu legend, you know, that this power to create whatever we need is within us. And then we heard I read to you the Bible saying, you know, this, that the power is within and all around you. And then someone else recently told me it was in another, some said in a different way, but the same thing in some other religion, that what we're tapping into, and what I love so much about it is, Denise, that you're looking at this then from the bringing the science into it and really looking at this. We're really looking at the spiral. But as Anna, as you said to everyone, we are more than just cells. Of course, we are this collection of a reflection of the entire universe in every cell. And whenever I think of that and I get that and I recognize this miracle and I can override my fear with gratitude, my fear of the pain, of the da da, and explore it with curiosity. I think curiosity is somehow a bridge to get over this terrible pain that so many people are dealing with, and just the psychic pain of knowing what's going on the planet, that we are past the tipping point. And when we recognize that and choose each day to look for the miracles in our lives, the beauty around us, that we contribute to the realization that we're all connected. And the planet may die. It's happened before. We've come back this time consciously, and we will come back again in another form. So I just really appreciate the depth of interest and understanding of this collection of, unfortunately, all women. We don't have our Gary and our Martin here with us tonight. But when I say unfortunately, we are amazingly able to make a difference on this planet just by what we think. And that we can actualize it with the basic golden ratio spiral. That's my thinking. And I would really love to have questions of you all, like for Denise in this, or your thinking. What do you think? I know that, Teresa, you've really brought in the heart math coherence. And next week, I'm going to see if I can't get the video that we did with in 1985. Eleanor was there. And it's going to be so interesting to remember, to see what you remember, Eleanor, from our work with Anna Wise that we have on video. So,
and Linda, there are some questions, and Lauren also has her hand raised, but there's also questions in the chat.
Yeah, so let's Kirsten, you control it. You decide.
Let's do Harriet first, because I think she was first. So she said, is this the same or similar to the work Royal Rife did with frequencies and health?
I don't know. Really good question, isn't it? Who uses the Rife machine? Who has had that Lauren, I imagine Jennifer, you have also, right? So Lauren, what is your experience?
I love that Harriet asked about the Rife machine. I love the Rife machine. You know, Royal Rife 100 years ago invented it here, and he used frequencies to dissolve cancer and dissolve bacteria and dissolve fungus, and he changed frequencies depending on. And what I love that you've done here, Denise, I love the science, you know. So this book that I told you about, Linda, that I was hoping I could get you to read, what she says, basically, it's cellular awakening, how your body holds and creates light. And what she said is this is all about anything that's wrong in your body is all about dehydration. Okay, so she starts there. And water. I took 20 hours of a pain class, I told you all, last weekend with Donna Eden. And the brilliant teacher that talked about magnets, she kept talking about water, because if you're dehydrated, nothing works. And I was kind of skeptical about magnets until she really got into it. And then I began to understand, if you're properly hydrated, everything, as Denise said, is all about electromagnetic frequency. So magnets have to work, because we are a living magnet. Here's the north, here's the south, everything about us is a magnet. And when I lived in Sedona, I went to a place called Sedona Photon Light, and you stood in a room that was filled with gigantic tubes of light, and you got healed. I met a woman who was scheduled to die within 2 weeks. She had so many cancer tumors popping out every minute on her body, and she was completely healed by standing in front of the light. And now I'm understanding. Denise, you just brought this whole thing all together, and I'm so grateful. And I love this aspect of it, you know, all of the science. And so the thing that still leaves me with the question is what you said, Linda. You know, it's always, how do I 100% own and build in intention? And that's the mystery of the whole thing. And I guess I just need to say, love the mystery and give in to the mystery and accept, you know that the science is there. And then the mystery is God saying, heck, you know, you all can do this. It's that mystery that's the gigantic question. And this was so interesting. I'm so grateful, you guys. This is fascinating. Thank you.
And I, for me, it's all we have to do is really come to the wow factor. Holy mackerel, this body is a miracle. And when we, for me, when I tune in to that miracle aspect that every cell in the body has this communication, and that we know how to see, to hear, to feel, to think. What is that? And that is the mystery of the divine. And when we bring it with the science, when we have these discussions, and I love the science and the merging of this, but in the end, when I know, this golden spiral, my goodness, that was such an important part of our Feldenkrais training, because that was the golden ratio was I think one of the, wasn't it one of the pictures that Moshe, that was what, maybe on Moshe's first book, but that's where I first heard it. And all these connections that we bring together, and all these miracles like the Rife machine, it doesn't work for everybody. Why? Because they don't believe it. And it's about believing it. And it's possible for me to believe these miracles when I recognize the wonder that our body is. When I start thinking of the fact that, how come I can see? How come I can speak? My blood flows, my lymph, everything works. Or it gets sluggish and it doesn't work because I think we have so much fear, and it's the what we eat has a big difference, but what we think and what we do and how we move our bodies, that all is a part of it. But I think at the bottom, we could just, I mean, at the end, we could just sit here and recognize we're perfect and we would be able to change. And yet you see what we're all dealing with also, that I feel so grateful to Chris Griscom for, is the fact that, you know, in this regression that I did, when I saw that, wait a minute, besides this miracle that we are all programmed, by programmed, I mean, we're all carrying, I don't like that word, we are all carrying in every cell of our body, all the fear, hatred, guilt, jealousy, all that. That's what it is to be human. And I can say, oh, yay, it feels so terrible. Or I can say, this is my opportunity to learn as much as I can, to do the science like you're doing, Denise, to do all the exploring, Lauren, that you've done, and that so many of us here have done in so many different areas and fields, and to continue the curiosity. I love so much what you are, Teresa, what you're doing with doing this study with the heart math and all of this stuff that we bring together, that we're sharing this information here right on this miracle of Zoom. So I would just love to hear, we have other hands up. I'd love to hear what you're thinking, feeling, bringing to the plate. The questions and some of the answers that you've discovered.
There's also a question from Eleanor, and I know there were some before, so maybe if they not have been answered, to raise the hand. Because I didn't catch all of them when I tried to.
No, but the thing is, yeah, so let's just.
You want me to ask that question then?
I do want to bring this to the group and not in the chat.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't want to interrupt, but I would love it if after all that we went through today, and Linda, how you keep bringing it to the golden ratio, if, excuse me, if Denise could please explain one more time so I can get it a little bit clearer again, the golden ratio, frequency, and circle and a quarter. Touch, if she can tie that in for me, so that way when I hear you talk about it, I'll go, oh, like right now I kind of got it, but I'd like to hear it one more time. Maybe I'll get it even better. That's okay. I need to get it better. Please, Denise.
And the relationship of the 2 seconds. That's not clear to me.
Yes.
You brought it up a lot the last time, and it's fascinating, and yet not as clear as I would like to have it.
And Denise, you don't need to put a screen share. Just say it. I'd love to hear you just say it.
Yeah. All right. The golden ratio is a building number from the nature. And after the after the blueprint of the nature, Fibonacci found some numbers. Fibonacci was in mathematics. And he brings numbers. You have to start. It's a number mit eine Zahlenreihe. Was ist eine Zahlenreihe?
It's a number sequence.
Yeah. Very often it is an intelligence tests these things. And one of these is Fibonacci. And you have addieren.
You add
two numbers. You start with the zero and the one. You add zero plus one is one. Then you take one and one is two. Then you take the one and the two is three. Then you take the 2 and the 3, it's 5. Then you take the 3 and the 5, it's 8, and so on. You understand? And that's what on sunflowers is one direction, you have 34, and the other directions, you have, I think, 21 spirals. Yeah, one right thing and other left side. And if you make the quotient, tie-in.
Quotient, yeah.
Yeah, this both numbers, 21 and 34, then you find the number 1.618, or the opposite, the inverse, 0.6. I have my calculator here. All right.
Something.
That's the nature number. The golden ratio has two numbers, 1.618, built from this rules, from this number.
Denise.
Yeah.
Does that have, when you say this way or that way on the sunflower, are you talking about when the sunflower changes direction because it follows the sun?
No. Into the in der Blüte hast du doch die here.
In the blossom. Right. In the blossom. Yeah.
Seeds, I believe.
Here. In one direction you have this 21. And the other direction, you have 34. That's nearly every sunflower makes this. And these both numbers from the Fibonacci Folge.
Amazing.
And if you make the quotient from this, you get the number of the golden ratio. You have? And if you make nearly 1 1/4 in 2 seconds, you also have the number of the golden ratio. You make the golden spiral, the T-touch is the golden spiral after the nature blueprint.
Whoa.
Eleanor.
Yeah. And how do you know that?
I calculated.
You really calculate. So it's 6 o'clock around the clock to 6 o'clock and back up.
I show you. You can calculate the frequency. If you have a circle, 2 times, 3 times around the circle, and you take the time as a quotient, then you have the frequency. If you have 5 times the circle in 10 seconds, you have to calculate 5 durch 10, 10,
5 divided by 10.
Divided by 10, yes. And that's what I do with 1 1/4, 1.25, durch
divided by
2 seconds. Yeah, that's the frequency. And you come 0.6, nearly the golden cup. And if you stop 5 degrees before 9, you have the golden ratio.
And Eleanor, if you Google it and read about Fibonacci, that's behind all of this.
I can make a handout with this.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. And then the 2 second, why it's the...
I wrote and make a picture to all this with the formal and I will do this. I think I need over the weekend, and then I can send you.
Because the time has part of that measurement of those numbers, what you're saying, right?
Das habe ich jetzt nicht ganz verstanden. Kirsten, Hilfe.
Okay, say it one more time, sorry.
So time, right? So sometimes, you know, like in math, it'll be distance times time, measurement times time. Is that what you're doing? You're using a you're using a equation. Is it like an equation? You're using a mathematical equation, and that's how it you do the 2 second time?
Hm? Ich frage, ob du eine mathematische Berechnung benutzt, wo du die 2 Sekunden Zeit mit einbeziehst. Eine Formel.
Es ist einfach nur Umdrehung pro Minute, also Umdrehung pro Zeit. Das ist wie.
So ja, she says it's only like one circle divided by time. Not a huge equation. It's just a very simple.
That's the frequency. Yeah. More. Only the frequency in time. Yeah. How often you go the circle in time? That's frequency.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you make 1 1/4 in 2 seconds, you have absolutely the perfect golden ratio.
Okay, so if the circle and a quarter goes super slow, because remember, Linda, how sometimes you would talk about if you go too slow, it'll lower someone's blood pressure too much. But there's a time to make it go faster, quick, if someone has an urgent pain. So that would change the 2 second. But then you're still getting a benefit.
We're talking about this longer or as 1 1/4 in much more than 2 seconds. You must know if you make it nearly like the 2 seconds, you have a deeper Wirkung.
Effect.
Okay. Yeah. And if you make it slow, you have more Entspannung, relaxing.
Relaxation.
And if you go quick, like when someone has an urgent pain and you go quick.
I think it's if you learn the practice from Linda and you have to follow your intuition, it's also very, very important because the only the one side of the T-touch is the mechanical thing. That's what I calculate was the mechanical thing. But if you bring the heart hug and you bring the right intuition and the right thinking in this, and also if you need a mantra or pray or so, that's also very, very all right because you go with your brain waves much more into the healing frequency because our thinking, our brain has the functionally against with electromagnetism waves. And you can bring your body completely in the right frequency. And I think that's what Linda all the time makes because if I stand nearby Linda, I feel what she brings for charisma with the energy because she believes she lives this and she feel it and she bring it out and she send it and that's what if you're nearby her
and that's I am living what I am experiencing thanks to all of us over these past almost 3 years of Zoom now, I came deeper and deeper to the understanding through this process of these amazing, you know, Sherrington and Pop and Bruce Lipton and John King through these and listening to James and this quote from the Bible, I really saw who we are. And when I see that, you get that I see it. And that is made up of all the work that we did with Anna Wise, that all the feedback that we've seen. Jewel, when I think of the things that we've done over the years with you, it's been a huge influence in the intention, following this intention experiment. And it's our belief has much to do with it. Who we really are. And I see, I can choose to look at something. And this is because of my Course in Miracles. Had I not done the Course in Miracles, I wouldn't know this. So I know we're all part of this phenomenal consciousness of the universes, not one universe, of the universes. And yet we all carry all of this other emotional stuff in us, this opportunity to release this and remember who we really are at another level. It's all a process. And we go through this, and the joy of being able to share this with you, Maggie, I just really appreciated a comment you made a few weeks ago when saying that, you know, we get to follow each other and see what we're doing with pain and how it comes and how we can influence it. But pain is a part of the human journey here. And I believe in myself, I can release it when I make these circles. Now, I want to tell you something about the practicality of the 1, 2, and 3 second circles, because this is a really good question that you have, Eleanor. You see, my sister Robin says that when she has like a broken bone or something, a real pain, she goes slowly. I can't, because I'm a chicken. And it hurts so badly. And I know that if I just keep doing it as fast as I can, and I just give that little signal, 1 1/4, 1 1/4, that, yeah, you know, no matter broken or not, might take max 30 minutes and I won't feel that anymore. And that is, and it won't turn black and blue and it won't swell. What I'd love to know is, because the videos, the YouTube videos that Denise gathered for us, I looked at them last night and I saw, it's so interesting what happens. You know, those videos, unfortunately, those YouTube things totally disregard the fascia and the network that we also know about. However, the thing is, I do it for practical circles. If I'm working with a person who doesn't know me and they've never had any work on their body, I'm thinking of somebody I know who's here. I would never go slow. That is creepy. I just want to give them that sense of themselves through this 1 second, 1 1/4 circles, and I move around so they can't follow me. They can't stick with me. They can have the opportunity to feel themselves in a safe way. And that's how I got the 1 second circles from extreme pain and that I don't want to deal with. And I know that I can stop it, or fear of somebody else, you know, touching the person who isn't used to it. And then I found the ideal is when we make this 2 second circles with that mindful pause, staying present, just staying in the wonder, in the wow factor. Wow, this is a miracle. And then if I really want to, like Denise said, really relax someone, go slower. Go to the 3 seconds with longer pauses, because if you go do that for very long, however, you know, Karen Freiling had dropped somebody and had to revive them at Equiton a number of years ago, and I've done it at an expo also. So there are practical reasons for it, but there's much more, you know, that we can learn. And this the frequencies that with the beautiful gongs and the frequencies that Lisa uses, that can affect like the Reich machine, like our tea touches. It helps to have a machine, because I believe we believe it more if we have a machine. Believing that we can actually do something for ourselves, that's a stretch of the imagination, isn't it? And yet, that's our experience. So, other comments or questions?
I read the chat and there was a question how I calculated this. I think, or better, I calculate it backwards, because I take the golden ratio, the 1.618, and then I find out it is 5 degrees before the night. that's the way I make it, because I want to know if it is possible to come nearly by the golden ratio with 1.25, and I see not really, and the 2 seconds, 1 second, 3 seconds, that wasn't the solution, and then I tried in the upper side and I make the golden ratio in. But if you're so much interested in, I like it if somebody is interested in metaphysics, I can make not only for Eleanor this handout, I can make a handout for you. What is the frequency? What is the golden ratio from the mathematics and physics side? That's I can give it latest next Tuesday, or we send it per email. Kirsten, is it possible to send it per email?
Yeah.
Then I make it. Yeah. Then I make it over the weekend and send it to you both, and you can send it to all.
Right. And we'll do that.
Then all have the handout and can see, and then it's much easier for me to talk about these things, because we need basic words, basic science words, and then it's possible to show you how I calculate it, or you can self-calculate it. It's very easy if you have the formula and you have understand the things.
Thank you so much, Denise. It's just really phenomenal. And we've gone over. I would like to take a 10-minute break, and we'll just come back and end this at the 2 hours, because I know that some people don't have any longer than that. But if anyone has other things you'd like to work with after that, of course, I'm here for you. So let's take a 10-minute break. It's 30 minutes after the hour, wherever you are. So we'll come back at in 10 minutes. Aloha. Thank you.
I'll try to stay. I'm at work, so I'll try.
Sandra, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Maybe we can talk sometime.